Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. The Eagles won't be playing in this year's Super Bowl, but fans in Philadelphia still have a rooting interest in the game. The Kansas City Chiefs. Coach Andy Reid was with the Eagles from 1999 through 2012. Now he'll be in Super Bowl 54. KYW's Andrew Kramer talked to Birds fans in Fishtown.
He's been a lot for Philadelphia, so I'm rooting for him to get a Super Bowl ring. Good luck to him.
Carly's on the Andy bandwagon. So is Michael.
I mean, after 14 years of having him as our coach, you know, he caught a lot of flack and we didn't always get there, but I always root for Andy because, you know, what he did for us and how many times we got close.
Four straight NFC Championship appearances if you need a refresher and a Super Bowl appearance, but he never won it all here.
The Chiefs will take on the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54, and that takes place February 2nd. The Free Library of Philadelphia is working to close the literacy gap with kids in the city through a special program aimed at getting elementary school children ahead of the curve. KYW's Justin Udo went to the literacy lab to see how it all works.
Megan Larson with the lab says they now have sessions every weekend at various free libraries throughout the city.
There's literacy games. The goal of the program is really to make learning fun and reading exciting so that kids want to do it because it's not supposed to be torture, but sometimes it can be if you don't do it the right way.
Through the program, Leia has discovered her love of reading.
Well, I learned to read perfect and that's pretty much how I read.
There are more than 6 million children across the country under the age of 8 who are on track for reading failure. That's according to the Literacy Lab. Program's goal is to fix that for kids first through third grade in Philadelphia. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and a day of service projects will be happening across Philadelphia and all over the country. But the process of creating the federal holiday honoring the civil rights activists was long and at times quite difficult. As KYW special contributor Larry Kane reports, it all started after his murder April 4, 1968, when millions of Americans wanted the national holiday.
When in Congress, the effort was blocked by a faction led by arch-conservative North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms. In 1983, facing pressure from both parties and the public, President Reagan signed the bill for the holiday. The federal holiday began in 1986. It is now a major national remembrance, symbol of service, honor, and respect.
Recently, there's been a move to get Civil War hero Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill, which was set in motion by Barack Obama's White House. Tubman was a resilient former slave who escaped, came to Philadelphia, and returned many times to free at least 300 slaves through the Underground Railroad. The Treasury Secretary confirmed last year that Tubman's face will not replace President Andrew Jackson's face on the bill until President Trump leaves office. Jackson is Mr. Trump's favorite president. Authorities say a Chester County College senior who aspired to be a research psychologist was struck and killed by a bus in Pittsburgh over the weekend. The Allegheny County Medical Examiner's Office said 20-year-old Barbara Como of Chester Springs was hit by the Port Authority bus. It happened in the Oakland neighborhood shortly after noon Saturday. The University of Pittsburgh said Como studied anthropology and psychology and was on track to graduate in the spring. A Port Authority spokesman declined to release information about the crash, saying the driver was shaken up. Counseling is being offered to students and faculty at the university. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.